Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. Gemar Tov to all as we prepare for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. There's a story told of a lovely princess who was married off to a well-respected prince from a foreign land. The prince took the princess to his faraway land to begin their married life together. Although respected and handsome, the prince treated his new wife terribly, hurting her, insulting her, and making her life miserable. The princess had no way to communicate this distressing situation to her father, the king, and so she lived in misery. Several months after the wedding, the king decided to travel to pay a visit to the new couple. When he arrived at his daughter's living quarters, he was delighted to see his new son-in-law treating the princess with such kindness and respect. The prince was putting on a good show to impress his father-in-law, the king. He spoke to his wife kindly, smiled at her, and doted on her. Satisfied to see that his precious daughter was in good hands, the king prepared to leave. As his chariot pulled up, the princess clung to her father and begged him not to leave. She confided in him that her new husband was in truth an unkind man, and he had only been acting nice to her in the king's presence. "In truth," she wept, "I am so unhappy here," and she begged her father to please stay with them so that the prince would continue to treat her decently. Shocked and dismayed, the king empathized with his precious daughter, but he explained that he could not take up residence in her home. He had to go back to his rightful kingdom where he belonged. However, he suggested, "I have an idea. Why don't I bring you and your new husband back with me, and you will live right near me in my palace? This way, the prince will still feel my eyes upon him and will hopefully treat you well." Satisfied with the plan, the princess smiled and prepared to pack her bags. And so it is, my friends, with our journey in this world. Hashem sends our neshama to this world, so to say, to build a marriage with our guf, with our physical bodies. He allows the body to take the soul to a foreign land, Olam Hazeh, with the hope that the body will treat the soul correctly, respect it, nurture it, and care for it. The neshama is sustained with spirituality, with tefillah, with mitzvos, with good midos and acts of kindness. Sadly, the body often mistreats the soul. It watches things it shouldn't, goes places it shouldn't, listens to things, says things, acts in ways that abuse the precious, beautiful princess, the neshama. And then the king decides to pay a visit to the couple. Hashem comes close to us in the month of Elul and during the Yamim Noraim. And hopefully, in the presence of Hashem, during those auspicious times, the guf is on better behavior. The person is involved in teshuvah, being more careful with how they speak, adding parts to davening, working on being kind and patient. But then the visit is coming to an end. As Yom Kippur concludes, Hashem prepares to go back to his Kisei HaKavod, to go back to his lofty place, his faraway land up in heaven, so to say. And the neshama cries out during Ne'ilah, "No, please Hashem, don't go. In your presence, when you are close, the guf, the body, treats me better. This person has been on such good behavior today and the past few days. Don't leave me here. I'm afraid I will be mistreated again when the Yamim Noraim are over." And so Hashem lovingly replies, "I cannot stay here with you, as the place of the Shekhinah in Golos is in Shemayim, in heaven. However, I can bring you with me to be a bit closer, so that hopefully, if we are in closer proximity to one another, the guf, the body, will continue to maintain more lofty behavior." And this, dear ladies, is the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Hashem is, so to say, inviting us to be closer to Him, to leave our homes, to go outside into the elements where we can see the sky, feel the weather, connect to Hashem from a place of more vulnerability. It is in this environment that we can solidify the relationship between our body and soul. It is in the sukkah where we can be reminded to treat the neshama with love, kindness, and respect. As Hashem watches from above, we can remember that the spiritual mission of our soul is far more significant than the physical mission of our bodies, and that just as we would want the prince to treat his princess wife with love and respect, we must remind ourselves, our bodies, to treat our beloved souls with love and respect that they deserve. Let us celebrate this Yom Tov with the joy and happiness that befits a person who is constantly striving to enrich the relationship, the respectful relationship of her body to her soul. As we step into the sukkah, let us rejoice and sing that we are being invited to feel closer to Hashem and to hopefully be on our best behavior, just a little better and a little better each and every day. Chag Kasher v'sameach to all.